Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, FaceTime, where we're looking at the Gospel of John. And what we're saying every week is that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. Of all the incredible moments that we see in the book of John, we've been focusing on these one-on-one FaceTime moments that he's had with people that really leave them transformed. And this Sunday, we looked at John chapter 13. It's an interesting passage. It says, right before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave the world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. And Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. It's a very interesting passage. If you're a Bible person or you've been around the church a long time, then you know this is the moment where just before Jesus goes to the cross, he's sitting there with his disciples on the night of the Last Supper, and he washes their feet. Now, in that culture, you know, you might be wearing some type of sandal and you're walking around on, you know, on the streets. And on those streets, there would have been a lot of animals. And, you know, you can imagine what animals do on those streets. And so you're walking along in a very dirty, dusty climate with a lot of stinky things, let's say. So one of the ways that the culture would honor somebody that comes over as a guest, if they were of any means whatsoever, they would have someone there to wash the feet of the guests. Not unlike if you came over, I say, hey, can I get you something cold to drink? That kind of a thing. There, it was, can we have someone wash your feet? And typically, they might have a slave or someone who is an indentured servant, somebody like that. The lowest member of the house would be the one to actually wash the feet of the guests. So in this case, this is a private dinner. It's only the disciples and Jesus. There's no one else there. There's no other servants there. So who's going to get up and do it? Jesus will. Now, let that sink in a second. On the night of his arrest, this is the last night he has with these guys. On the night when he's probably thinking about what's about to happen to him, that he's physically going to be beaten and tortured and his life will be taken from him. He's doing this all to pay the penalty for sin that he didn't commit. And in that moment, when he's literally facing, you know, probably what's going to be the worst moment of his entirety and in all of eternity, this moment, and it's going to culminate with the Father separating himself from the Son because of the sin that will be laid on him on the cross. In that moment, knowing all that, he chooses to wash their feet. That is a beautiful moment. And I think it's a moment of humility, that when we look at Christ, we see humility. And if we're going to have a personal relationship with Christ, I think that we need to recognize that he's trying to do something in us as much as we might want to connect to him, he's trying to do something in us. And when you're in a personal relationship, that what's going on in that person tends to rub off. And what we see here is that Christ is literally demonstrating what humility looks like. Now, we also know from reading other scriptures that the disciples had been arguing over who's the greatest. You know, which one is it? Is it Peter? Is it James? Is it John? Is it one of the other guys? And Jesus is showing them it's not like that. If you want to be the greatest among you, you must be a servant. And here he is washing their feet. It's just such a beautiful moment of humility. And it shows us what Jesus is all about. He goes on, he has this interaction with Peter where Peter doesn't want to do it. He's full of pride. And you know, Jesus talks him through it and all that. And at the end, he says, look, you guys need to do the same now. You need to wash each other's feet. And I think that kind of goes to us then. You know, what does it look like for us to wash each other's feet? It's not normal in our culture. People wear shoes in our culture. Usually when you go over to someone's house, oftentimes you take off your shoes as a sign of respect. But how is it that we wash each other's feet? And I think that's where we show humility, is to put others above ourselves. And sometimes that means serving them, listening to them, caring about them, putting their needs in front of ours, serving in the ministries that where we can, being a great listener, mourning with those who mourn, finding ways to put other people's needs above our own. Father, help us to be those kind of people that carry out the same humility that your Son did. Make us like your Son, Jesus, and help us to be a demonstration of what it looks like to wash others' feet. And we ask that in your Son's holy name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on to the next thing and think about ways that God has prompted you to serve others. and then to talk to God about that, about what it looks like to actually embrace that this week. Well, till next time, God bless.